The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Do what you can to help settle the body and the mind, but making sure that you don't initiate your meditation practice in any specific or formal way yet. Just settling. And so for this meditation period, because we'll be studying sati, mindfulness, the next week or two, and one of the things we can investigate at this time is, to what degree is mindfulness something that the mind does, and to what degree is mindfulness something that the mind recognizes, something that arises on its own? So as we're sitting here with the eyes open or closed, whatever feels most comfortable, the effort is very specific. All other efforts can be put aside, but this one effort, which is to remember, to recognize that it's like this, that the experience here in the present moment, it's like this, or that this experience is being known. So the effort again is in the remembering or the recognition that the moment, the sensations of sitting, for example, are being known. In other words, you could say we're remembering to recognize what awareness is aware of. So in a sense, there really is an important effort that the mind is making to remember, but it's a very specific effort, not to make something happen, but to remember that awareness, the knowing, is knowing something. Which is why sometimes meditators might acknowledge that by repeating a phrase from time to time, oh, this is being known. Seeing is being known. Hearing is being known. Feeling the sensations, this awareness of sensation is being known. Thinking is being known. So just experiment letting the practice be very simple, tuning into this very particular effort of remembering, recognizing what the mind is knowing. And there's two subsets. When you think about, when you recognize this effort, one is the effort this knowing mind makes to connect with what's being known. And then there is a related effort of sustaining the remembering or sustaining the recognizing that this is being known. So remember to relax. Don't try too hard. And And then in that more relaxed place, recognize, remember that awareness is already aware, already knowing. What is it knowing? And what kind of effort is required for this recognizing the present moment to be sustained? To recognize what the knowing mind is knowing. To do this in a somewhat continuous way. Any object will do. Doesn't matter if the mind is thinking or complaining or simply knowing the breath coming in, the breath going out. Doesn't matter what's being known. Even if a doubt arises, that's okay. Just recognize or remember this is being known. And if you notice a habit of the mind directing the attention somewhere, just remember to recognize that that's being known. Don't be for it or against it. It's just something that's being known. Initially, the mind might not trust how simple these instructions are. And even though the instructions are really simple, it's useful to be really wholehearted, really interested in following the instructions as they've been given. So even if the mind were to react in some kind of way, that can be recognized as something being known. Part of the continuity or the sustained present moment awareness. And instead of thinking of the challenge as being trying not to have any gaps in the present moment awareness, more what it is the challenge to recognize the gaps that arise. So just assume there are gaps or breaks in the continuity of awareness. And can you recognize the mind coming back, the awareness coming back to the present moment? And even getting a more clear sense of the knowing mind connecting with the present moment object, and then sustaining that thread of sustaining present moment awareness. And allowing it to be as natural and even effortless as it can be. And remember, in no way does the mind or body need to be controlled. Whatever arises, whatever unfolds is okay. The task at hand is to remember this is being known. Connecting and sustaining present moment awareness. See it as a joyful challenge to connect and sustain present moment awareness. Just let whatever arises, whatever unfolds, just let that happen. We can be really interested in that moment, that transition from the mind being unaware to the moment the mind becomes aware that it's like this now. Just a little moment of awakening gives the mind a real flavor of this whole path, from being lost in thought to, once again, the mind knowing it's like this. If it feels like hard work, then check. See if it can be more simple. The mind is already naturally aware, already naturally knowing. So can the mind, in a reflective way, recognize what's being known? remember to notice what's being known. Without needing to control or direct the knowing. And of course, if the mind is controlling or directing, that can be known too. So we're right back in the middle of the practice. Controlling is being known. Being tight is being known. And although it's quite simple what we're doing, it represents a profound shift from a sense, a view of doing something, meditating, trying to get my act together. So from that frame, that perspective of being the doer, doing something, the shift to knowing, not doing, but there is knowing, this is being known. And of course, we don't need to stop that habit energy of doing, being the doer. Instead, it's just a matter of recognizing that that activity of the mind and body is being or can be known as an activity being known in the present moment. Feels like this, looks like this. So for just another minute or so, explore this continuity of awareness.